Okay, good afternoon. I'm pleased to have the opportunity to report on the results of the survey conducted this year among grantees. My brief presentation is intended to provide you with an overview of the survey on the management of storage and handling events that may adversely affect vaccines, some common elements and themes identified in the responses, and next steps for survey information. And this is my disclaimer. So over time, and with increasing inquiries regarding vaccine storage and handling mistakes, temperature abuse, and a variety of questions, it has become apparent that grantees in the CDC share the same growing concern about these issues. It also is apparent that grantees are responding to these concerns by developing tools, processes, standard operating procedures, and specific staff roles. Since the Vaccine Supply and Assurance Branch provides technical assistance to grantees on storage and handling issues, we felt it was important and timely to learn more about what grantees had developed and were using in their response to providers. We want to be supportive and consistent with our efforts as much as possible. So the survey was conducted through SurveyMonkey, and although the survey was closed to online access on February 2nd, we continued to receive completed surveys through March 14th and manually entered that information. The survey consisted of 8 questions, but depending on the answers when it was done online, the respondent would skip some questions if they completed it online. Manually submitted responses enabled respondents to answer all of the questions. We requested samples of tools and processes, and we received 27 templates, SOPs, and worksheets. The survey included comment sections, and we received quite a bit of interesting information and several themes that I will share with you in a few minutes. Is it just me or? Okay. All 64 grantees responded. Responses ranged from fully completed surveys to an email from one grantee who didn't really have standardized tools or processes and requested access to information collected to help with future development. 18 responses were manually inputted after the online survey closed. Through the 64 respondents, we learned that 48 of you have standardized tools and/or worksheets and processes. If your program responded yes to the question on whether you had a standardized tool, we counted this as an indication of a standardized process as well, and the online respondent was therefore not asked the question about whether the grantee had a standardized process. We assumed that if you have a tool, you have a process. In fact, many grantees described their processes in open comment sections. Of those respondents who did not have standardized tools, 14 responded that they had processes, with 8 specifically indicating that their processes were standardized, even documented as SOPs. So this was an important follow-up question to those respondents who indicated that they had standardized tools and/or worksheets. By far, the greatest utilities for these tools are to document provider negligence, to develop a corrective action plan, to determine the value of the vaccines wasted. These responses seem indicative that you know the value of these vaccines and you are seeking to communicate this to your providers. Many of the processes described also indicated that providers were given information on the cost of the vaccine wasted. The other common utilities for the tools and worksheets involved efforts to determine whether the vaccine was acceptable for use, and if not, a time period of unacceptable use by the provider. This information is obviously needed to ultimately help in the medical decision of the need for revaccination. The other category included in the response to the previous question of the use of standardized tools provided some common themes. Throughout all the comment sections, there were repeated references to the use of temperature logs. It would appear that you are using these documents in a variety of ways to identify unreported temperature excursions, maintain documentation on provider history, determine time out of temperature for stability assessment as an initial data collection tool, monthly review and training tool, part of a corrective action plan, and as a standardized tool for all providers to use. A variety of specialized tracking tools were named, including use of in-home developed spreadsheets and databases, use of registries for accountability and provider communication, and COCASA records. Many responses indicated that these tools were used for documentation, follow-up, tracking of provider history, and assessment of the cold chain event. Some tools did double duty in that they acted as documentation of the event and facilitated replacement. The most common staff position assigned to the task of responding to provider vaccine events was the VFC AFIX coordinator with 20 out of 50 responses. The next most frequently specified staff position was the vaccine manager with 11 responses. Seven grantees expressly identified nurses as the primary interface during at least some portion of the follow-up. The remainder were a variety of positions that may equate to VFC AFIX coordinator or vaccine manager, but had different titles. Some of this information was collected in separate comments on tools, processes, and additional information questions. 41 of 62 responses provided comments and suggestions in a final open-ended comments question. 16 of these described in some detail their SOPs. A common element throughout this section was the use of multiple tools to manage a storage and handling event, with frequent use of temperature logs as one of those tools. Many grantees had corrective action plans or required providers to describe in writing their plan of correction that was then used for follow-up and quality assurance functions. Listed on this slide are specific worksheets and tools that were in use by more than one grantee. The worksheets and plan templates that were given to the providers to complete frequently also contained instructions for safeguarding the vaccine until acceptable use could be determined, as well as next steps the provider was required to take in response to the event. Speaking of next steps, we will be providing accessibility to the complete survey results as well as the 27 samples, templates, worksheets, and SOPs that were so graciously provided by the grantees. Several grantees also expressed a willingness to share more information with other grantees, which leads me to some opportunities that may be found in this survey. The question wasn't asked, but it would be helpful to know more about what works and what doesn't work well. By using these tools and processes, did it help you to better manage vaccine storage and handling events? Are temperature logs the most important and most valuable tool for grantees in the management of storage and handling events? Did the provider and the vaccine benefit from these tools and processes and the education that followed? Did it work? Did it improve the provider's history? What tools or processes demonstrate a decrease in recidivism? How do we evaluate the effectiveness of tools and processes? The CDC does not, at this time, have any specific plans to answer these questions, but would certainly be interested in talking more about projects that could identify some best practices. And finally, my sincere gratitude to all the grantees for a very successful response and sharing information that helps the CDC support you better. Thank you to my co-workers at the CDC, to Nathan and Nancy Fenlon, who helped in the development of the survey and whose ideas and opinions were valuable in the development of this presentation, and to Cameron, who came up with the idea. Please contact me for additional information and look for the survey results soon. Thank you very much.